Things went substantially better. Yeah, so it was a good rebound. We started very poor the first part of practice, and the guys responded and finished very good. Got some good quality work done at the end.
What did you make of Rashad's debut last week? Got about 20 or so snaps.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. I mean, he's, you know, after a guy misses some time like he did, it just takes a few days. You know, it takes him a while to get back into the rhythm. It's really amazing how fast, when you're not practicing and not playing, how, you know, just certain things with your footwork and all that stuff, your quickness, your balance. But he's good, and he's even better this week.
Were you very familiar with Eugene before you got here, and what are your thoughts on him so far?
We had studied Eugene when he came out. We were in Cincinnati, and we were looking at tackles that year.
Right.
And, you know, we had him in for the visit late in the draft process. Really, really thought he was a sharp person, a good person, and a very talented player. Great athleticism for the left tackle position.
Your assessment of him so far, it said he's playing very well.
I'd say he's playing good. He's playing very well. He's probably, I think up front, he and Brad Meester are probably the two most solid guys right now up front, consistency-wise.
A lot of pressure last week with four-man rush. Mm-hmm. How concerning was that? How disappointing?
Well, it's we've had a little bit of that problem from the get-go, you know, four-man rushes and not having enough time for the routes to develop or the quarterback to feel comfortable back there. So it's something that we're constantly working on, and we're searching and turning over every rock we can to try to make it better.
How has Britton bounced back the last 2 days of Evan Hepburn in practice?
He's coming. He's working hard at it. I mean, he's again, he's another guy that's coming off an injury that you just don't go right back out there and be at the level you were before that. And it's just a matter of time, and he's working hard at it. And hopefully, there'll be a great improvement this week.
Any decision yet on whether he'll go or not?
No, we haven't finalized anything yet.
Bears obviously created a lot of turnovers. Is there a common thread? Do they play a lot of stuff on the back end, or they keep it pretty simple?
Well, they're not a very complicated defense, but what they do is they've got a number of players that have been in that system for years that really know how to play the coverages and the fronts and stuff that they ask them to play. So it's not very complicated, so they know how to take the proper angles, they know where to be, and they've got talented guys. And when you can create a four-man pass rush, as they do just about against everybody, that just leaves you more bodies back in the back end that can create the turnovers.
The Briggs and Urlacher seem to be showing a lot up front. How often do they come, or is it mostly just to get a little?
Oh, they'll come a little bit, but they show probably more than they come. But you still, when they're there, you have to make certain protection adjustments for them being there. And so just by them being there, they're causing the offense to go through some things. But they do come, and, you know, they come enough to where you better be ready for them to come.
Robinson not out there again today. Is he?
He was not out there.
Are you not planning on him then? Or?
Well, I'll let Mike talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Kevin Elliott and Cecil Shorts get a lot of time in.
Yeah, well, if he can't go, if Laurent can't go, then we'll probably end up doing it by committee.
Mm-hmm.
Moving guys around and getting them in there and try to utilize the strengths that each of those guys have for what plays we're running and so forth and so on.
Would Thomas stay in the slot?
Yeah, but he could be possibly moving out around too. So if we've got, I think we'll have those guys up. You know, we only have so many guys up that they'll all have to be able to fill in different spots.
Uh-huh. So you'll have four of them, and I'll just move them around.
Yeah, we'll just get them. Which is what you really have to do. Your other guys, the guys that are not the starters, really have to know all the positions in order to function. Because that's just life in the NFL. That's why you like to have veteran guys, or you like to have extremely smart guys to be able to handle that and go in, and you don't skip a beat. And I think our guys can handle it.